You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. More than a decade after it closed, the former Camillus Cutlery headquarters in the village of Camillus has been renovated into mixed-use commercial, retail, and residential space. For years, revitalization seemed almost impossible. Original redevelopment plans fell through, and a fire burned down the former factory next door. Now, developer Doug Sutherland and Mayor Patricia Butler Rhodes reflect on the $9.7 million transformation into Camillus Mills.
We really like the building. We love the history of the building. There are remarkable connections, the building to the community. And one of the things that we'd like to do is to not lose sight of the original history.
When the building became empty, it became like a ghost town. And as years went on, prior to the fire, you had quite a few years there that the building sat vacant. Pigeons actually decided to make it quite their home. And of course, it took down the whole neighborhood, the whole area.
It is right in the middle of a walkable village. You can walk to restaurants, you can walk down to the library, you could walk to all kinds of things that are here. And Nine Mile Creek, a highly rated trout stream, is right on the edge of our property. There's nothing like it in the western suburbs. Loft apartments, 11-foot ceilings, huge windows. Leasing has gone very, very quickly. We've got 29 apartments, of which 22 or 23, I think, at the moment are leased. So that'll translate to roughly 60 new residents, which in a village of about 1,200 or so, that's a 5% increase right there.
It truly meant a revival for the village of Camillus, not only because we would be actively seeing life again on this property, but because of the historical nature of the building being reserved for future generations. It just means a great deal.
That's Village of Camillus Mayor Patricia Butler Rhodes and developer Doug Sutherland talking about the transformation of the former Camillus Cutlery headquarters into a mixed-use development called Camillus Hills. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.